Intimacy by Solomon's Sonnet. Psalms 68. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In a dry and parched land where there is no water, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Listening to Charles Stanley, his message was intimacy with God. I started to cry. Everything he said hit me. The Holy Spirit convicted me that I wasn't hungering for God. David wasn't a perfect man, but he hungered for God. He was never ashamed about his need for him. James thought to himself as he looked over at his wife, who sat there with her green eyes fastened. "What are you thinking?" she said, the concern in her eyes. "I feel like an idiot." They had had a fight. Her mother had brought over a plate of potato salad. He hates potato salad. She knows he hates potato salad. "Why don't you like potato salad again?" Ginger smiled, walking to the kitchen. "It doesn't matter," he rubbed his head, thinking about the message James looked up as she walked by, taking in the nice view. "Those sweatpants, my Lord," James loved her normalcy. He loved her dolled up or not. He actually preferred her not. She made his heart skip with just her dimples. "Yes?" she asked with a half smirk. "Those need to come off," he said as she slinked in his lap. "Talk to me," she lightly swept her fingertips on his face. "Well, Pastor Charles brought out a good point. When our relationship with God isn't where it needs to be, the intimacy..." Ginger kissed him slowly, first on the lips, then his forehead, then softly on his neck. "Intimacy," she breathed in his ear. "We've got to hunger after him." "Hunger," she said with a kiss. "I like that. And listen to him," she said, kissing James' cheeks. "Yeah, I need to listen to you better, too." Ginger looked deep into his eyes. "I fully agree. So you'll apologize to my mother?"
"No."
"Make it up to me," she said slyly, standing up and pulling him up.
"Oh, gladly."
James picked up Ginger, struggling to lift her on his shoulder. Her butt was right near his face. "I love the way your cheeks fit those sweatpants crease." "Ooh, babe, once you put me down, I'm gonna fuck you up." James flopped Ginger onto the bed, her bra already on the floor. She started to rub herself, letting her hands rest on her navel. Let's take our time," James said as he slowly sat next to her. "Lay back." Laid out, she let her bare back rest on the comforter. James followed her and looked deep into her eyes. He lightly ran his fingers on her eyelids and whispered, "Close them for me. Let me touch you from the inside out." James got off the bed and took off his shirt.
Behind him, the sky had a tint of dark blue moonlight. She could still see the faint outline of the six-pack he had from his 20s. He looked longingly at Ginger as she started to strip off her pants. James listened as she achingly took her time. He loved the sound of the fabric rubbing on her skin. James slid his hands into hers, stopping her, then softly put her arms on the bed. From there, he slowly ran his hands up to her shoulders. "Tell me, how do you feel?" He ran his fingers along her neck as she moved up to hold his back. "Relax," he said, as he lowered her arms, then let his hands run down the swole of her back to her waist. He started from the back and teased her butt. He lifted her leg and playfully smacked her bum, then made a U-turn back to her belly button. From there, he leaned down slowly and breathed on her stomach. Her stomach rose as she took in a breath. Rubbing her breast and pinching her nipples, she began to squirm slightly on the bed, opening her legs. James stopped, then put both hands around the gray sweatpants, slowly stripping them down to her knees. "Tell me, when was our first kiss?" James asked playfully, touching her inner thighs. Ginger blinked, then smiled. "We were 16 at the Dairy Queen," she whispered, her eyes beginning to tear. James moved the pants to the floor and took off his belt. "All right, masturbate for me," James said sheepishly. "I thought you were..." "You take the top."
"I'll take the bottom," James said,
pulling her to the edge of the bed. As he pulled off the pants, her legs dangled in the air, her feet against his shoulders. He leaned down and placed her hands on her breast, and he stepped back and placed his palm on her feet. He leaned down, his face above her crotch. He placed his hand on her softly, pressing the dampness coming through. She writhed slightly in acceptance. "Concentrate," he said deeply. "What were you thinking when we first made love?" he asked as he fondled her. She arched her legs and her feet playfully sweeping on his back. "Come here," she moaned. He slowly moved her underwear and moved his head underneath between her legs. As he kissed her, her arms moved to her breasts, playfully tussling them. She pressed them from side to side, then rubbed her abs slowly as James kept working. Starting with slow kisses, he began sopping her panties, still above his head. She moaned as she locked her legs around him. He grabbed her waist with either hand, rubbing along her pelvis, sweeping his fingers to the sides of her bum. She lifted up some and he emerged from her, her panties now on the floor. Ginger smacked her lips as she licked her hand and hungrily smeared her breast. Moving back in, James slightly kissed, then ran his tongue from her pelvis back to her honey bun. Getting wetter, she opened her legs farther. James then inserted his finger lightly, slowly massaging and barely inserting. Gently, her vagina acknowledged his familiar hand. All of their practice was paying off. "I'm a little rusty. Show me with your hand, babe." Ginger smiled and hungrily licked her finger. James put her hand under his as she glided inside herself. Wetter, her fingers started to slosh slightly as she began to wriggle. Building rhythm, James took off his pants, revealing his bulge. Ginger looked up hungrily as she picked up speed, licking her lips and beginning to press her hand further. Starting to buck her middle finger, she arched one of her legs as James moved back under. Passionately, he kissed her on the lips twice, then moved back down as she braced up. She put her hand on the back of his head, beckoning him.
breathing heavy. Ah, ah, she moaned as she moved her hand to rub her breast. This time he licked her with his tongue, then full on kissed, then sucked and sucked. You want that? He said with a deep growl. Ginger smiled as she writhed her hips and began to buck, James moving in unison with her thrust. She could feel her wetness seep around his mouth. She felt the warmth begin to spread. Her vagina began to pound. James sat up and got off his briefs as she rubbed herself harder. Her hand flapped in her juices as James moved back over her. Pulling him in, he plunged inside her, first slightly, then with force, plunging deeper, then deeper, first slowly, then quicker, moaning as her legs flailed on his shoulders. She wrapped her legs around him as he pounded with more fury, moaning as he plunged. She slapped his back and grabbed him as she felt him spew inside her. She let her legs flail as he gave one more thrust, their juices running down her leg. He kissed her, and they struggled to catch their breath. Finally, he collapsed alongside her. Catching her breath, Ginger smiled and slowly reached down. She held herself, still slightly shuddering. Taking some of their wetness, she rubbed it on her breast and licked her finger. She looked over at James as he moved in and kissed her breast. Slowly, she held his head as he tongued her nipple while rubbing herself a little more. After a moment, James got up and turned off the light, the moon peeking through the open blinds. Ginger moved under the blanket and watched as a dark blue night swarmed the room. After James laid next to her, they both just laid there listening to each other breathe. Without a word, she rested her head on his chest, his arm wrapped around her. They kissed in the calm, still tasting the wetness on each other as she tucked her head under his chin. They nestled their nakedness to each other, resting as man and wife.